thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 10 and verse 17. I return to this verse. Now, in the previous discourses, we've looked at this young man. We've seen that this young man had everything going for him, apparently. But we've seen that he's been deeply disturbed. There's something inside him which is giving him no rest, and he's anxious about it. And we've heard him cry out, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" He's concerned about his soul. He's concerned about eternity. Now, in this discourse, I want to take this a stage further. Where did he go? Where did this man go with his troubles? Who did he tell? Who did he talk to? To whom did he open his heart? To whom did he confess his troubles and his worries and his fears and anxieties? Where did he go? Well, he was rich. He could have gone to his rich friends, perhaps. Perhaps they were happy and well and secure, and perhaps they could tell him. He had status. He could go to other bigwigs, couldn't he? He was probably a ruler of the synagogue. We learned that in one place. He was a man of clout. He had religious connections. He could have gone to the temple, couldn't he? He certainly could have gone to the synagogue. There's plenty of priests about, aren't there? Perhaps he's a Pharisee or a Sadducee. Perhaps he could go to that group, one of those groups. There's plenty of counsellors around in Jerusalem. But where did he go? Let's not beat about the bush. Where did he go? It's a vital question. We need to ask it today. People are anxious about their souls. Where do they go? Internet. Priests, church, ministers, clergy, pastors, counsellors, you know, the list is endless. Where do they go? They go to their neighbours, their friends, they talk in the club or the pub somewhere. What do? They talk to people. If they're anxious about their soul, where do they go? Are you anxious about your soul, my friend? Are you anxious about your eternity? Are you disturbed about it? Are you thinking about it? Where do you go? People today go to all sorts of diversions, entertainment, the telly, turn the volume up. Where did he go? Where did he go? Well, it's the old story. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him, to Jesus, fell on his knees before Jesus. "Good teacher," he asked, "who's he talking to?" "Jesus. What must I do to inherit eternal life?" It's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not the disciples. It's not the Pharisees or the priests or the Sadducees or the temple or the synagogue or the fellow rulers of the synagogue. No, no. It's Christ. It's he. It's his. It's him all the way through here. Is the lesson clear to you, my friend? Has the penny dropped? It's clear to me. It's plain. It is quite simple. It's absolutely open. Go to Christ. Now, this is just an episode here, but I'll give you the invitation of Christ. Have you ever heard it? Matthew 11:28. "Come unto church," he says. No. "Come to a service." No. "Attend a meeting." No. "Come unto me." That's who said that? The Lord Jesus Christ. "And I will give you rest." Come unto me, all you who labor, all you who are disturbed, all you who are anxious, all you who are concerned about eternity. Come unto me. Are you listening? I'm not inviting you to church. I'm not inviting you to churchianity. I'm inviting you, commanding you, pleading with you to come to Christ. "I am the way," he said. This is Jesus. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. But if you come by me, I will bring you and present you faultless to the Father." Jude 24, I think. Acts 4:12. There is salvation. Under heaven there is no name given among men whereby we must be saved. Salvation is possible in no other. For in no other way and in no other name is it possible for men to be saved. Jesus Christ, Acts 4, verse 12. for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Isaiah 55:6-7. Seek the Lord while he may, the Lord, while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. That's now, my friend. It's not right, ceremonies, rituals, attendance, being churchified. You need to be converted. People say they talk about churchified, and they talk about opportunities, and they talk about conversations. We want not churchified or conversations, we want conversions to Christ. And I encourage you to come. John Newton, let John Newton encourage you. Christ has blessings to impart, grace to save thee, you, from your fears. Oh, the love that fills his heart. Sinner, wipe away your tears. There's love filling his heart. So wipe away your tears. Why are you afraid to come? Why are you afraid to tell your case? He'll not pronounce your doom. Smiles are seated on his face. Ah, though his majesty be great, yet his mercy is no less. Though he thy transgressions hate, Jesus feels for thy distress. Yes, he does. Raise your downcast eyes and see, numbers do his throne surround. They were sinners once like thee, but have full salvation found. Yield not then to unbelief. Courage, soul, there's room. Though of sinners thou art chief, come, O burdened sinner, come. Lord, thy word and power bestow to each burdened sinner listening to me now. To the Saviour's cross to go, yeah. There to confess their sin. Come to Christ, go to Christ now. There remove his guilt, his fear, his sin. Christ can do it, my friend. Christ will do it. Will you come? Where did he go? Remember this, won't you? And act upon it. He went to the Lord Jesus Christ and no other.